Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and today I'm thrilled because we have with us Dasheen L. Evans. Dasheen is a graduate of Yeshiva University with a Master of Social Work degree and a graduate of John Jay College of Criminal Justice with a Master of Public Administration. She has over three decades in the field of trauma-informed care, working with families, institutions, and organizations, providing emergency crisis, international trauma recovery, behavioral management, and executive coaching. She also creates and co-facilitates workshops, senior-level trainings, class lectures, and research, and she is a best-selling author. Dasheen, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Vicki, and thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm delighted to be here today.
Well, I just covered a small portion of the wonderful things you've been doing with your life. Tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose.
Well, through my firsthand experience of being in the social service field since the early 80s, you know, working with families, responding to their crises and coaching them in ways, you know, that give them the vision they need so that they can view their lives differently, set and achieve goals leading to higher education, better paying jobs, and designing the lifestyles that they desire. You know, having a positive impact on families I've served, the many strangers that have crossed my path, and the many challenges as a woman of color gave me the drive to reclaim my powers and step up and take my position and launch the Eyes of Power company that has a meaningful purpose in all the lives that it continues to touch. Over the decades of being micromanaged, I had enough of being bossed around, and I decided it was time to take the leap, becoming my own boss without limitations, and just doing what it is I am most passionate about doing, however I chose to do it, and whenever I chose to do it. That is truly how I took my passion and purpose to step up into my power of myself.
That is so wonderful, and that takes a lot of bravery, you know, really it does, in order to take that leap. So Tell us a little bit about when you started your business and also your writing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I started writing, well, actually, since the 80s, it would be fair to say that, but I didn't know what to do with the writing, and so I would continue writing based on my years of experience in the field, things that did not resonate with me, changes that I wanted to see happen, and being able to help make those changes without limitations. And so the Eyes of Power company was born December 19th, 2013. And today my baby is a certified city, state, New York, and New Jersey minority woman-owned business enterprise that contracts as a prime contractor and at times as a subcontractor with government entities and companies that are seeking our expertise and share our mission. And that has just been an awesome experience for me.
Oh, that is wonderful. What wonderful work you're doing once again. What a contribution.
Thank you.
So tell us what inspires you to create the way you do.
Conversing with community members, doing community assessments to synthesize the most pressing needs to use as my guide to create and offer products and services that resonate with those that I serve and plan to serve, being authentic and helping others in ways that are most comfortable to them because it's about them, it's not about me, and being able to measure the positive outcomes continues to inspire me to do the work that I do, such as the training programs, workshops, and retreats that I create. They've been very inspiring for me to be able to offer them in a very authentic way, meaning I don't use other people's work. At times, I may reference the model that has been proven to be successful or literature that I may cite, but all of my work is from the ground up because of my hands-on involvement with people. I just am a sound believer that people will resonate better if it's something that they understand. It's sort of what we say in the social service field of meeting the client where the client is. And there's really no one size fit all. For example, my anger response management training that I have. I don't use deep breathing, and not to say that it's not effective, but it's not a one size fit all. And so for me, what I like to do is learn each trainee or member before they can enroll, because I need to really understand the culture, things that they've gone through, so that I can best position myself to service those people. I want to go back a little bit about people of color. I'm going to use, for example, as myself, as being a woman of color, we've been stereotyped as hostile, violent, crime, criminals, and all sorts of things, and the list goes on. However, what I'm finding is that when you attempt to offer any kind of services, it is important to understand that culture. So, for example, black trauma, it goes back to collective identities, trust issues. So, again, it's very important to really understand the culture, and this is really the basis of what I use when creating my programs, and I'm inspired by that because people understand, because I am reaching them on a level that is comfortable for them, something that they are most comfortable with, and that is so inspiring to me because I want people to be able to have a voice, to be valued, and I welcome them because so many have been excluded, and I want people to be included, to feel a part of the society, and that's what inspires me to continue to create meaningful services and offer products that people can benefit from.
Oh, that is so, again, just so wonderful, and what a great contribution, and you're doing it in such a personalized way with a true understanding of those that you're serving. So tell us a little bit about the challenges you've had.
Oh, I've had quite a few of them. So let me start out with the business side. You know, understanding business such as the language, the social media, the ability to write good content, pitching, targets, prospects, marketing, return on investment, building a brand, sales funnels, conversions, and that's just to name a few. I mean, there's a lot because from my point of view, it would be fair for me to say that pretty much business was created by man for man. And so I would say over the last maybe decade, women have begun to take the leap in business. And I find that this is a tough feel, and there are going to be many challenges, and you have to be able to get back up, brush your knees off. You can't be a crybaby. No one's going to hold your hand. And for me, those challenges has allowed me to really hone in on the tools that I needed so that I can move forward and jump over those hurdles, those many challenges. I've had a number of mentors, but for me, I rejected templates and scripts because I don't want to seem robotic. I'm authentic, and I have my own skills. And what I was looking for, which I now have, was to take those skills and just have them shaped in a way that really resonates with what I'm able to provide. I didn't want to offer services based on someone else's model, because I have my own model, and I just believe that when you offer something that you are really talented in, you're showing up in your best self, as opposed to reading from a script, because it makes you nervous. And people can feel that. They can read that. And so that was one of the challenges for me, and to just stay above and making sure that I never returned to a 9-to-5. In personal, last year I had a situation, someone was murdered in my building, and the impact that it had on me as a trauma-informed care expert, it was devastating. And it was very hard for me, challenging to go outside of my door. And still, you know, I thought about my neighbors, and so I have a program that's coming out to help neighbors in trauma-embedded communities. Another challenge for me was right after that, my mom became very ill, and back and forth with her, the hospital, the nursing home, and then one of my own brothers was murdered. And so, you know, that was very devastating for me. And then family. Family sometimes can become very toxic. And so at some point, I had to tell myself that enough is enough. You know, you have to put boundaries in place with people and just really focus on time management. And that was very challenging, not getting enough sleep. And I found that if I'm not together, how am I going to offer someone else a service? So that was very challenging. But I am happy to say that I've been able to move past those challenges, and I just continue to thrive in my business and in my personal life.
Wow, what a year you've had. I mean, you've had a year where you've experienced some things that a lot of us don't experience in a lifetime. So I'm so thrilled to hear how courageously you came out the other side of that. And what kind of tips do you have, since you've had this actually happen to you, such trauma, and yet you help people manage that in their lives as your profession? That is your career. So what are some of your tips?
Some tips that I would highly, highly recommend. It's very important to create both a personal and professional development plan. Do check-ins at least once a week, perhaps like in the beginning, and from there it can be, let's say, every 2 weeks. And then once a month to measure those outcomes. Keeping a journal of all of the personal and professional experiences, and just really be honest when you're doing self-assessments. And it's okay if you have a milestone and you don't meet that milestone, that monthly or weekly or biweekly milestone, you can't beat yourself up. You have to really look at it and go back and work at it again, because it's not carved in stone. The most important thing is that whatever caused you not to meet that milestone is that you work at not allowing it to become a pattern. That's key. And also pick and commit to a day of self-care and just take care of yourself. Like, for example, for me, it's Sundays. Whatever day you decide, just devote that day to you and only you. I don't care what else is going on. You have to step back and devote that time to yourself. And here are a few things that, you know, I've done that others can also use as ideas. Like, I like to give myself a nice hot milk bath with some soft music, curl up in bed with a good book, or maybe a movie that I've been wanting to watch, a good oatmeal facial, nice candlelight dinner. And it's just me, myself, and I. And key is avoiding toxicity in your space. And you have to focus, focus, focus. And lastly, you must reward yourself for every milestone that you've completed. Even if you start out with $5 a week, to $25 a month, or whatever you can afford, the most important thing is you pay yourself for being good to yourself. And so many times, including myself, that we want to save the world, honor everyone else, appreciate others, but when do we give that same kind of energy to ourselves? And so for me, I want to go back a little bit. That has been a challenge for me because I've had not so nice messages left on my phone because I actually turn my phone off on Sundays. I don't visit the computer on Sundays. I'm just doing whatever it is that I want to do, whether it's sleep, do my nails, do my feet, soak in the tub. I even have a TV in my bathroom. I'll watch movies, drink some red wine. If I feel like throwing myself a party, I'll buy some balloons. You can buy them right in the dollar store, and I'll have my own party. And it makes me feel good, and that's the drive that keeps me going. And so those are just some of the tips. And you cannot include other people because it's not going to work, because you're allowing people to be in your space. And it's important to make it about you. And that's the drive, the adrenaline that keeps me going. And it's a tool that has been proven to be successful, and it works. And you have to also, if you're writing a book, is devote a certain amount of time. Like, for example, where I live. I'm working to be a homeowner, but right now I live in a building that for the most part is quiet, but I have some people that they like to play loud music, have their doors open, and so pretty much I've learned their schedule, and so what I do is I'll work around their schedule because I know that this will go on until maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and so I am doing something else, my headphones, and I'm resting. And so when they get ready to go to bed, this is the time that I get up and I'll devote quiet time to working on some chapters in my book. And I've just learned to program myself where I'm able to work around people and situations because writing a book is not easy. Running a business is not easy, but it goes hand in hand with time management. And if you don't set aside time, it's going to never, ever happen for you. So those are just some tips that I'm hoping would resonate with some of my listeners.
Oh, that is so wonderful, Deshaun. And I think that really the most important thing is indeed taking time for yourself. And it really takes discipline. You know, we're all so busy. And so many times the one thing we forget about is us. So thank you so much for that reminder and all of those great tips. So tell us a little bit about your book and what you hope readers will take away from your book.
For me, I'm hoping that readers will begin to really look at the behavior patterns in their lives and truly understand how they have the power to either heal themselves from the things that's going on in their lives or destroy themselves by not taking positive steps to corrective actions, because sometimes, and I'm also guilty of that, and that's why I'm very mindful of that today, is that we, for the most part, understand ourselves better than anyone else on the outside looking in. And so we know what the behavior patterns are, but unless we step up and do something about them, they're only going to escalate, and it destroys us in the end. And so I'm just hoping that readers will take a look at the behavior patterns and begin to make changes.
That is so wonderful and such, again, wise advice. Does the book have a title yet, or are you still with just a working title?
No. The name of the book is Inspirational You. I also wanted to share that my book is not a memoir. What I did was I am sharing pretty much the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I want people to know that it's okay to be human. Even if I was a celebrity, I am still human. And so I go through things as well in my personal and professional life, but it's what I do with them that makes a difference. And so pretty much what I'm hoping is that people, when they read different chapters of the book, again, it's not a memoir, but to help people to begin to change the lens. Because when you begin to change the lenses, you begin to see your life and the world around you differently. And in hindsight, if you do not do that, everything is going to always look and be the same for you. But once you do that, what happens is that readers become the change agent that empowers others to change their lens to make a difference in the world. And that is the greatest impact that I am looking for, that change, real change, and dialogue, real dialogue begins to happen. That understanding that, again, it is okay to be human. Taking a lot of my stories and really saying, wow, you know, this woman has gone through so much. Childhood trauma, adult trauma, but yet she's still able to do great things, coming from a family, certain different backgrounds and families. I've been able to finish 2 masters, win a scholarship to Italy. There's endless possibilities, but it's how you value yourself, your self-worth, and what you want in your life. And in conclusion, I also feel that it's very important for me to touch on some of the tips I've shared a lot, but I wanted to definitely touch on the importance of a mentor. When I say a mentor, pretty much it would be a coach, actually, for your book and is also in business, because no one person did this alone. Every leader needs a leader. And so it's very important to have a business coach and a book coach, someone that is working with you that can help you to flush out, because you have what it takes. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be where you are. So you definitely have it. You just need someone to guide you a little bit, and it's okay, because I've been there. And some may not agree with this, but I feel that it's important. At least just know that is an option that should not be ruled out when you are seeking out a book and also a business coach. Culture matters, because I'm going to go back to myself. As a woman of color, if I am looking to work with someone on my book, things that I'm sharing, I may can polish the order of words, for example, but I don't want that coach changing what I'm saying, because this has been my experience. And if you don't really understand Black culture, the collective identities, you don't understand me, so you're not really the person for me. So I look at that, I look at the body language, and I think that, you know, it's very important for your book and in business. So I just wanted to share that, and that kind of altogether helped me to come up with the name Inspirational You, because I believe that every human being is inspirational, and it's how you allow yourself to show up to others. Everyone has potential. Everyone has the ability to inspire another person. What you bring to the table, your skills may be different from Desheen's skills, but it's not to say that it shouldn't be valued, but it's how you show up. And so for me, this is why I welcome people with open arms, because I want them to be included and not excluded. And that is why the name of the book is Inspirational You, because I'm inspired by everyone that I meet, because they all bring a gift, and I value those gifts.
Oh, I just love that. I love that. No wonder you are making so much of an impression on the world. It's just so wonderful to think of all that inclusion. And I love the name of your book, Inspirational You. And I know our listeners are going to want to be able to connect with you. So, Desheen, how can they do that? What's the best way?
Okay, they can visit my website, for one, is www.eyesofpower.com, and that's the website to visit and see the kind of services that we have. And to connect directly with me would be contact@eyesofpower.com. eyesofpower.com, and readers may also visit Eyes of Power LinkedIn. We have a Twitter, and we also have a Facebook page, and follow some of the work that we're doing, because we're also in the process of launching the program around the incident that I had in my building, because I want people to ultimately become their own coach. So Neighbors Helping Neighbors in Trauma Embedded Communities, and also in support of our signature scarf, the Eyes of Power signature scarves, that we are devoting that to trauma survivors. And so we are looking to have that on the cover of my new book. I want to honor all victims of trauma. It's important that they be acknowledged for their courageousness and know that they've done nothing wrong. And that is real close to me. And so I am definitely very passionate about that. And I want survivors to keep on standing up to get where they need to go. And when we say survivors, you can survive anything. It could be that you survived that 9-to-5 that you hated. You are a survivor. It doesn't have to just be a traumatic. That in itself can be traumatic for you. And this is why I don't put a definition on trauma when I say trauma, traumatic experience, because what may be a joke to someone else may be in a traumatic experience to someone else. It could be something as simple as heights. Like myself, I'm petrified of driving across bridges. But when I was a kid, I used to go on the roller coaster and all those things. Today, I don't know, call it age, I'm afraid of heights. That may be funny to someone else, but I'm not going across that bridge. And when I absolutely have to, I drive like what they say, Mrs. Daisy, because it's a fear, it's a traumatic experience. And when I find myself doing it, when I make it across the bridge, I'm hyperventilating because it's a scary, traumatic experience for me. Someone else, it may be a joke. And so, again, I'm very passionate about that, and I respect everyone's experience that they believe has been traumatic. And I want people, readers, to start beginning to look at traumatic experiences differently and don't stigmatize or put a definition behind what you believe is a traumatic experience. It's what the individual that is going through that experience, if it is believed by them as traumatic, I want people to begin to respect it as such, because we as people in society have to learn to embrace other people wholeheartedly without judgment and learn to look at life, the world, through a different set of lens. And that is the true definition of a change agent and an inspirational you for the many people that will read the book.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Dasheen, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing so much inspiration and such a powerful message.
You're welcome.
And for all of you out there, be sure to look for Dasheen's book, Inspirational You, and visit her website, eyesofpower.com. And if you were interested in learning more about Expert Insights, our award-winning magazines, our best-selling books, our global broadcast and community, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.